Well, it's been fantastic. I mean, we've had a good team for two or three years. It's taken a bit of time just to get to where it needed to get to, but this year we've seen a lot of players actually come through the team because of what with one thing and another, injuries, etc. But today was, I think, showed basically what a good side they've been and how they've become a bit more resilient and playing under pressure.
To be fair, the last couple of years they've been held up probably by one of the best county sides that have been around for a while, Yorkshire, and the fact that it was Yorkshire that they denied here the hat-trick, beat them on home soil, quite the achievement.
It is, and what's nice is the first time since 1921, since we've been at home, to win the championship. We've always been away otherwise, so it'd be nice for the guys to be able to stay here and celebrate. But no, it's a fabulous achievement. They've really, say, grown as a team, and you can see that what it means to them all, and they're all sort of stuck together and through thick and thin this season.
Word for your old pal Gus Fraser. He was the man that came back in 2008 and started to put it all together again in first-class cricket.
He has indeed, and he's worked awfully hard, and as I say, it's a happy, happy side, and it's one of those things. He knows what it needs to be like in the dressing room. He needs to, have people that are willing to play for each other and stick together, and he's nurtured it through, and it's been great to see him at long last get a bit of reward as opposed to a bit of frustration.
Easy to get carried away at times like this, isn't it? But it has been quite I think Toby Rowland-Jones has talked about it, the building process that they've had the last 4 years in particular to this point. And it's something that Gus has talked about as well. They'll come back next season, no wickets, no runs to their name, and he'll want them to build on this and go again.
Of course it will, but they know how to now, I think. I mean, as you say, they've been doing it for a few years now. And you might say they've been underachieving, actually, because of the talent within the team. But it does take something to click within a group of players for them to start taking responsibility, not making excuses, and actually doing what they can do and actually learn their trade. And they've been doing that over the last two or three years. And, for them, it's now how good do they want to be, or could they be, and how much better can they be as players. And, without doubt, there's three or four in there that could certainly play for England in the next few years.
I was going to say that there are some very special players already and emerging in that dressing room, aren't there? But crucially as well, which you touched on, it's a very special team as well, and that's obviously very important.
It is, and one of the things that will probably be quite sad, I don't know quite what will happen, but somebody like Simpson, who John Simpson will possibly not get to where he should be, because as a batter wicketkeeper, he is without doubt a very talented cricketer, he might not actually get to play for England, which would be very sad, because if you talk about what holds a bit of that middle order together and what from behind the stumps, the confidence he gives the bowlers, because he doesn't drop very much, he takes all the chances, he's perhaps sadly going to miss out possibly.